Until now, this story has been top secret. Top Secret, the new NBC presentation starring Ilona Massey, the world's most beautiful actress, as the Baroness Karen Gazer, in transcribed dramas of international intrigue and espionage before and during World War II. Tonight, as Assignment 2, The Admiral's Strange Identity, a story until now top secret.
Don't say anything, Elsa. Just get in.
What?
Get inside.
You are not serious.
I heard the last 2 minutes of your conversation with Borland. The steward saw him come to this cabin. I know what you are and who you are. Get inside.
I won't. Let go of me. Let me go.
Suffocation is not a painful death.
Please, you don't know what you are doing. Let me go. You maniac. No!
I was half unconscious from the blow, but I felt him pick me up and put me in. He put the pillow over my face, blankets off the bed, stuffed in around me so I couldn't breathe. Then the lid came down, pressing, relentless. Then darkness, nothingness. The whole pattern of my life came into focus, stretching away into the past. I could hear the farmer running. I accepted those conditions and became a spy. 2 weeks ago, I was a manicurist in the Hotel Adlon in Berlin, sending in daily reports of whatever information I could find. Then, I heard about Elsa Fromm. I found out who she was and what she was going to do. I got her measurements, her height, weight, then I asked the farmer to arrange for her detention. When he got her, he sent for me. I hurried to the little art shop on the back street in Berlin where the farmer was waiting.
That you, Karen?
Yes.
Come in. Karen, you can't go through with it. It's too dangerous.
Did you get her?
Two of the men picked her up last night.
Where is she?
She tried to escape. We shot her.
Oh, no. Was it absolutely necessary?
I'm afraid so. She would have escaped.
Where are her clothes?
Oh, there, on the couch.
I'll change behind the screen. Go ahead and tell me everything.
Karen, this is suicide. Changing places with Elsa Fromm is suicide.
Tell me about her.
Her tickets were for a plane leaving Tempelhof Aerodrome in a quarter of an hour. You were right about her size. Exactly like you. Waist, bust, shoes, everything.
Did she wear any jewelry?
No.
Oh, how did she do her hair?
Combed back, off the forehead.
Did she wear nail polish?
No.
Have you any polish remover?
No.
Well, I can peel it off in the car on the way to the airport.
Karen, this is insane. It's too dangerous.
How about the makeup?
She didn't wear any. She was drab, colorless, insipid. Karen, I won't let you go. Admiral Strasser is a fanatic, cruel, sadistic. He's the most dangerous man I know.
What's the latest information on him?
I got a code message this afternoon. You were right. It's the same man, the head man in German intelligence. He went to New York 4 months ago.
Good.
And you know the rest. 9 days ago, he wired Berlin to send a woman agent to help him in New York. He was very specific as to size, height, and weight. I know you fit the measurements, but you can't do it.
Well, how do I look?
Oh, Karen, don't, please.
Changing places with Elsa Fromm is too good to miss. You are sure you've got all of her papers?
Yes. Passport, identification, travel permit, ticket to Paris, change at Lisbon for Pan American Flight 377.
And you are positive Strasser has never seen her?
I don't know. That's another reason why you shouldn't go.
It's a risk I'll have to take. Come on, you can tell me the rest on the way to the airport.
I wrote a complete description of Elsa Fromm in my report.
When I've memorized it, I'll either eat it or burn it.
Karen, I wish you wouldn't go.
I've got to go.
Strasser's a maniac.
Have you ever seen him?
Yes, once. He's small. Very small for a man. Fair hair, never drinks nor smokes. Personal friend of Himmler's.
Oh?
Very clever at disguising himself. Does all sorts of things with his voice. Ventriloquism. He's a... Oh, well, I suppose it's no use. If you're going, you're going.
Admiral Strasser has been in New York 4 months. He wouldn't go at all except for something of the most vital importance. Believe me, the risk is worth it.
Your first mistake will be your last. I will drive you all the way to the airport. You can walk from here. Put on that coat. The cold wind.
Shall I contact our man in New York?
Immediately you arrive. Bryant on Madison Avenue. You know him.
Yes. Well, goodbye, dear friend.
God bless you, Karen. Good luck.
Alpha Frung, 28, blonde hair, blue eyes. Marseille, 1935, Berlin, 1939. My name is Alpha Frung, my age is 28. I must be drab, no makeup, no nail polish. I must disguise my mind, my heart, my body. I studied the Farmer's Report over and over from Lisbon to New York. From LaGuardia, I take a taxi to the Bryant's Art Gallery on Madison Avenue. This is our contact. The saleswoman stares when I ask for Mr. Bryant personally. And at last, I am alone with him in his office. I can stop being Alpha Frung. Have you anything new on Admiral Strassner, Mr. Bryant?
Only that we know he has in his possession something of vital importance to this country.
What?
We don't know.
Have you his address?
I'll write it down for you. Here.
Park Avenue.
He's using the apartment of a friend, the Baron Henrik von Weil.
And who is von Weil?
We've never seen him.
What else can you tell me?
Strassner is sailing on the Europa for Germany 2 weeks from tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't leave unless he had what he came for.
And he wouldn't come at all unless it was for something very big.
Right.
Have the operators in the German Lloyd boats?
A steward named Martindale on the Europa. An orchestra leader named Borland on the Bremen. Incidentally, we plan to kill Strassner rather than let him sail.
You'll do nothing of the sort. I've come 3,000 miles. Suppose it's Admiral Strassner's assistant.
But we can't let him get away.
Recovering whatever it is he's stolen is more important than killing him. I understand that I am in charge of the case.
Well, naturally.
Then do nothing until you hear from me. I'll go up to Admiral Strassner now. Admiral Strassner.
Admiral Strassner moved away from here.
Where?
I don't know. This is Baron von Weil's apartment.
Then let me speak to him.
Baron von Weil passed away 2 days ago.
Oh. I'm Elsa Frung. Who are you?
Come in, please. So, you are Elsa Frung. Why didn't you say so? Let me see your papers.
I will show my papers to no one but Admiral Strassner. I'm surprised to learn he has moved.
Come this way.
No, I'm sorry. I will leave.
Come this way, I said.
I don't understand.
You will. In here, please. She's here. Go in.
So, you finally got here. It took you long enough.
You are...
Wilhelm Strassner, at your service, Fräulein Frung. Turn around, please. Why are you startled? Have you never seen a coffin before? Don't look so nervous. There's nobody in it. As yet. I think she'll do nicely for her.
At least she's the right size.
Admiral Strassner, I don't understand this. I'm sure it is amusing.
Be quiet. I'll explain when I'm ready. Get the clothes for her.
Yes, Admiral Strassner.
Your papers, please. Thank you. Passport. Identification. The number.
One more than the date.
Which is?
7.
Good. Hurry with those clothes, Friar. So you are the famous Elsa Frung, eh?
This coffin, what is it for?
It's a very special coffin. Look, I'll show you. Beautiful, isn't it? White satin pillow, lining, an air hole so I can breathe. Solid bronze.
It can be locked inside by the corpse or outside by the pallbearer. Fry up.
All right, I have them. And if they don't fit, it's not my fault. I'm not a dressmaker.
Hold them up to her.
But, Admiral, these clothes are for a funeral.
Yes, Fräulein, mine. You will be my widow and my Leichenbegleiter.
I am to guard a corpse?
Me. They'll do, Friar. Widow's weeds don't have to fit. And be sure they're plenty long and the veil heavy. Use two thicknesses for the veil.
Yes, Admiral Scott.
Don't go, Friar. Wait. Fräulein, my plans have had to be changed. You and I are sailing on the Bremen this evening.
Tonight?
I happen to know that American intelligence here would rather kill me than let me leave. They think I am sailing on the Europa 2 weeks from now. Instead, we sail tonight. I'm going aboard the Bremen as a corpse in that coffin. We will leave here in 2 hours. You have that long to get ready. Through there's a bedroom and a bath. You may wash and rest, then change into these clothes.
Yes, Admiral Strasser.
That is all. Leave us. Well, Fire, what do you think?
Don't take her. Take me. Why should I be left behind?
Ah, stop it, Fire. No, never. I will phone you from the Bremen the night before it docks. Unless it is my voice, it will do nothing.
Your voice. You have 1,000.
Oh, surely you will recognize me, friend.
Oh, yes. I'll recognize you.
Only when you get spoken instructions from me will you destroy the duplicates. Is that clear?
Lighten the glider. A corpse accompanier. The long black widow's wreath. He has thought of everything. Death certificate. A bill marked paid in full from one of the best funeral parlors in New York. I was now Frau Hedwig von Weil, mourning the husband whose body she was taking back to Germany for burial. 5 silent Germans carried it at Pier 60 where the Bremen sailed. The captain of the great ship himself met with the gangplank.
I am Captain Edward von Spiegel. Everything has been arranged.
Thank you, Herr Captain.
If the pallbearers will proceed us.
Will you please, gentlemen?
Yes. May I offer you my arm, Frau von Weil?
Thank you, Captain. Strassner had managed the impossible. A first-class stateroom on the Bremen for a coffin, an A-deck cabin, and filled with flowers. The cabin door shut out the noise of its transatlantic sailing, the champagne, the streamers, and the last-minute goodbye. It was not until we were in the open sea that the coffin opened.
Well, my first successful impersonation of a corpse.
I am stunned that you could manage it. The flowers, the pallbearers, even the captain.
Captain von Spiegel is one of the most trusted operators in German intelligence. Now telephone for your dinner to be served in the cabin. I'm hungry.
Meals were served in the cabin. One meal, ordered by me, intended for me, eaten by him. He'd leave me a few scraps, a roll, a mouthful of cold coffee. The portholes were closed and draped. At the end of 4 days, I was so hungry, I was weak. He could get into the coffin and close the lid in less than 5 seconds. Whenever there was a knock at the door, he went through the same grotesque performance.
Shh, wait. Say just a minute.
Just a minute.
Lower your veil when you answer the door. I told you that.
Yes.
I'm ready. Lower the lid quietly.
Yes.
The captain's compliments, Frau von Weiler, and would you do him the honor of dining privately with him in his cabin?
Oh, danke, my Fräulein. Give Captain von Spiegel my regrets and thanks, but I prefer to be alone.
All right, he's gone.
Get out of those clothes.
What?
I wish to telephone New York. It would be dangerous to use the phone in this cabin. A corpse should not talk, nor should a widow have her husband's voice. We arranged that on the fifth night out, the captain would invite me to dinner when the coast was clear.
Invite you to dinner?
I cannot explain everything you do not understand, Fräulein. You can change in the bathroom, put on a dress, put on anything. I want your clothes.
About this man was danger. Otherwise, it would have been funny. I changed into one of Elsa Frank's drab black dresses. He put on the long, loose-fitting widow's weeds. Now I realized why my size had been so important. He was a small man, and the clothes fit him. With the veil down, it was just unbelievable.
Well, how do I look?
You'll never get away with it. If someone speaks to you, another passenger, a member of the crew...
I've played many parts in this business, Fräulein. Young men, old men, even women. Your vocal quality is very interesting, but rather hard to get.
Do you mean to say you can impersonate my voice?
If necessary.
Do you mean to say you can impersonate my voice? I am Frau von Weil from Berlin. I am convinced there is no danger. It would be funny if it wasn't...
For 2 weeks, I impersonated quite a famous Russian actress. She was a great artist, Uspenskaya.
Since there is nothing I can do to convince you, I will say nothing more. Nevertheless, it is possible to fool all of the people all of the time.
How is that?
It's fantastic.
See if anyone is outside the door.
All right.
There is a stewardess down the corridor.
Then listen. We'll see how she reacts. Lock the door after I leave. I'll be back in 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Ach, guten Abend, Frau von Weiler. A little air, huh?
I am dining with Captain von Spiegel after all.
B, B, B. Oh, here it is. Borland, Ray. Orchestra 502.
Hello?
Mr. Borland?
Yes.
Ray Borland, the orchestra leader?
Yes, who is this?
A friend. A friend with a plain white visiting card.
The grain of wheat?
Blue in the center.
The farmer?
Yes. Can you come to Ada Cabin 71 right away? It's urgent.
Right away.
And please. Bring me something to eat, a sandwich, anything, just hurry.
Captain von Spiegel, I have no sense of humor. I do not enjoy masquerading as a woman. Will you please place my call to New York?
Certainly, Admiral Strassner. I meant no offense.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Ask who it is. Don't open the door.
Yeah?
Mr. Borland just went to cabin 71 on A deck, Captain.
All right, Funk.
What do you mean? 71 is my cabin. Who is Borland?
The orchestra leader. 4 hours ago, we got a code cable from Berlin warning us about him. An American agent. I detailed the steward to keep an eye on him.
I rather think Elsa Frum can take care of him. Put my call through and then I'll get back.
Right. Captain von Spiegel, get me ship to shore, McKay, New York. Sacramento 20098. Right. She'll call me back.
It will be long?
No.
Elsa may be in trouble. Tell the operator to hurry.
Do you want any help with Borland?
I'll take care of him personally.
Now, you'll be careful. While this ship is technically German territory, we can't allow anything too blatant.
I assure you, Captain, Mr. Borland's treatment will be anything but blatant. Tell the operator to hurry that call.
Don't dirty the lining. White satin marks easily, and he notices everything.
Whatever it is, it isn't in the coffin.
Then he's carrying it on his person.
Well, there isn't much time. We dock tomorrow morning at 7, you know.
I know he's carrying something. Something of the most vital importance. Mr. Borland, we have never seen each other before. But we are partners.
I'll do anything
something.
You say.
You say two of the farmer's men will meet the ship?
Yeah, they're stationed at Bremerhaven. They meet me every voyage.
Admiral Strassner must not get off this boat alive.
You want me to...
One of us must.
All right, how?
We can't search his person unless he's dead. Have you a weapon?
Yeah, a small automatic with a silencer. Do you want it?
No. I say I'm ill and send for the doctor. Then you must try to...
Open the door.
He's back. Hide.
Where?
In the bathroom. Quickly, get in the shower and pull the curtains. Hurry.
Right.
Shut the door and be quiet.
Elsa, hurry.
Coming.
Thank you, Elsa. Where is he?
Who?
Don't be coy, Elsa. Where is he?
I don't know what you mean.
The steward saw him come into this cabin. Borland, the orchestra leader.
The steward was mistaken.
Berlin cabled about him. He's an enemy agent.
I don't know what you are saying. There hasn't been anybody
so
here.
So you thought you'd play it both ways, huh?
Admiral Strassner, I swear...
I've been standing at that door for 2 minutes. I heard you talking to him. Admiral Strassner must not get off this boat alive. Indeed. Now, where did he go? Oh, but of course, the bathroom. Then we shall lock him in for a moment, yes? And I will deal with you first. Yes, I will deal with you first. Don't say anything, Elsa. Just get in the coffin.
What?
Get inside.
You are not serious.
I know what you are and who you are. Get into that coffin.
I won't. Let go of me. Let me go.
Suffocation is not a painful death.
Please, you don't know what you are doing. Let me go. You maniac. No!
You, my dear Elsa, will be the corpse, and I shall become the widow. There, the pillow over your face. Oh, yes, blanket. To make quite sure you can't breathe. It'll be a slow, warm death, Elsa. Sleep well. Mr. Borland, I know you're in there. I have a gun. I shall open the door, then I shall count five. Exactly on the word five, you will come out with your hands raised. I will unlock the door, Mr. Borland.
Elsa! Elsa, I'm locked in. Elsa! Elsa, are you in that coffin? I can't get it open. Elsa! Elsa, I'll have to get help. It'd take a crowbar to get this thing open. Elsa, I'll have to give us away. Oh, thank God.
Help me out, quickly.
All right, put your arm over my shoulder. Here we are.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Search him quickly.
All right, take off his shoes.
All right.
Wait a minute. There's something here under his arm. I should tear the sleeves. That matter?
No.
All right. Something taped to his body.
Oh, an envelope wrapped in old skin.
Yeah. What do we do now?
Get rid of his body.
In the coffin?
No.
What?
I've got a plan. Open the porthole quickly.
You mean throw him overboard?
Please don't ask questions. I know what I'm doing. He's a small man. Open the porthole quickly.
Right. Here we are.
All right.
Can you manage it?
He's not heavy.
Hatcher!
There.
Oh.
I've seen him.
In the coffin, quick!
But I don't understand.
The captain knows about you. German intelligence sent a cable warning him about the man named Borland. Get him! For 2 hours, the ship was in an uproar. Boats were lowered. They searched the black, heaving Atlantic. Then they had a full ship's roll call, as I knew they would. Mr. Borland, of course, was missing. The captain looked at me with knowing eyes. Admiral Strassner was naturally not missed at the roll call. Corpses were not counted. The next morning, I ordered breakfast sent up as usual. Mr. Borland was very kind. He let me eat all of it. My first good meal in 5 days. Then we closed the coffin. 5 members of the crew were pallbearers. Again, the captain arranged everything. They were about to carry the coffin down the gangplank when the customs men spoke to me.
I am sorry, Frau von Weil. Even with the death certificate, we cannot allow a coffin to customs without opening it.
Oh, bitte, I beg of you. Show some consideration for a widow's grief.
It is impossible. I am sorry.
Oh, gentlemen, please. I beg of you. I beseech you to disturb the dead man.
Excuse me, Frau von Weil. Something the matter.
Oh, Captain von Spiegel, please, may I speak to you alone a moment?
Certainly. Come with me. No tears. What is it?
They want to open it.
Were you responsible for Borland?
Admiral Strassner threw him overboard. And if they open that coffin, they'll tell with one look that Admiral Strassner is very much alive.
Leave it to me.
Gentlemen, I am sure that no customs official would be so silly as to question the personal guarantee of Edward von Spiegel, captain of the Bremen.
Farmer, we got off the boat.
You did splendidly, Karen. You too, Borland.
Thank you, sir.
And now, may I ask what Admiral Strassner was carrying?
Yes. The detailed plans of the P-38 fighter.
May I look?
Certainly.
Addressed to Wilhelm Messerschmitt, Air Ministry, Berlin.
I've just heard Ilona Massey starring in the new NBC presentation, Top Secret. And here she is to tell you about next week's show.
Next week's story concerns a blind beggar in the bazaar of the singing fountain in Tangier. And a little boy of 10 with gray hair. It is a story that has been, until now, Top Secret.
You have just heard Ilona Massey starring in the new NBC transcribed presentation, Top Secret. The script was written, directed, and produced by Harry W. Junkin. Featured with Miss Massey was Ralph Bell as Admiral Strassner. Others in the cast were Scott Tennyson, Leon Janney, Louis Van Ruten, Connie Lemke, and Lionel Wilson. The music was composed and conducted by Dr. Roy Shields. This is Fred Collins speaking. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.